CNN Radio, I'm Andy Rose. He has a shaved head and a smile. Police released a new photo of Jared Loughner, the man accused of shooting 20 people over the weekend in Arizona. He was in court yesterday, and CNN's Ted Rollins was watching.
The judge engaged him pretty much right away and asked him, are you Jared Lee Loughner? And he leaned into the microphone and he said, yes, I am Jared Lee Loughner. And from there, they went through the court proceeding, and he was very articulate, answered every question.
Loughner is accused of killing six people and wounding 14 other people, including Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Dr. Michael LaMole says she's still in critical condition, and this is an important week for her because of potentially dangerous brain swelling.
We're not out of the woods yet. That swelling can sometimes take 3 days or 5 days to maximize, but every day that goes by and we don't see an increase, we're slightly more optimistic.
President Obama will fly to Tucson tomorrow for a memorial service for the victims. Jerry Brown's only been in his latest term as governor of California for a few days, and he's already making some very unpopular decisions. He's putting out a budget plan that includes $12.5 billion in cuts to try to get things in balance. iPhone fans who aren't fans of AT&T will apparently be getting another choice starting today. CNN's Stan Case tells us about it.
Verizon is expected to unveil its iPhone at a morning event. It will mark the first time Apple has offered the popular device through any company other than AT&T. The development is causing a lot of buzz because of frequent gripes from customers about AT&T's service. 70 million iPhones have been sold since 2007.
The flooding disaster continues in Australia. Nine people are confirmed dead after the Brisbane River broke its banks, and that's the biggest disaster there in almost 40 years. Dozens of other people are still missing. This is CNN Radio.